Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Big news this week. The State Department will host the annual NATO Arms Control, Disarmament, and WMD Non-Proliferation Conference. And it's a bigger deal than usual because this is the first time the conference has been held in North America since it began in 2004. It will be chaired by Undersecretary Bonnie Jenkins, the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. And we have Ambassador Jenkins on with us. Ambassador, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. First of all, this is quite the big deal, isn't it? The first time in North America.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's really an honor to be able to host this this conference for the first time in North America. Very much so.
And so, what are some of the items on the agenda for this year?
The real focus this year is, you know, we're looking at the landscape in which we are having this conference. Of course, you know, a lot of things going on in the world that really challenge where we are, particularly on issues of weapons of mass destruction, non-proliferation, disarmament, and arms control. So, and naturally, a lot of the focus of this year's conference is asking questions about what is the future of non-proliferation disarmament in different environments, you know, having different perspectives, looking at the issue globally, looking at multilateral perspectives on it. We have a number of people from multilateral organizations who are part of this, looking at new areas of challenges that can impact this work, for example, in emerging technologies. And just looking at the way ahead, really, and NATO's role in all of this, and also looking at the importance of, you know, having different voices, you know, women, peace, and security as part of these discussions. So this is really an opportunity to look at the environment in which we are in, which has a lot of uncertainties, in figuring out where things will be and where things will land, and an opportunity to have discussions on that issue.
Yeah, it's a very important time, I think, right now in the lives of every American. And so this conference is certainly going to be very newsworthy. We're talking to Undersecretary Bonnie Jenkins here on the National Defense and the State Department hosting the annual NATO Arms Control, Disarmament, and WMD Non-Proliferation Conference this week. Can I assume that every member of NATO will be present?
I believe so. I don't have the actual list right in front of me, but yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of where things are right now with China, with Russia, I mean, there are so many different voices and a lot of confusion, I think, on the part of a lot of Americans right now. What is the U.S. position on NATO currently?
Oh, it's very strong. We were very happy to welcome Finland very recently into the alliance. We still strongly support the alliance in all of its aspects, and I think this these discussions today and it being hosted here in the United States is also a strong indication of our belief in the strength of the alliance itself.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, of course, we talk with veterans and active duty military on this show every single day. What is your sense of where we are as a military right now? What shape is the U.S. military in?
Good shape. You know, I'd say very good shape. As a veteran myself of the Navy Reserves, you know, and very happy to have served in that aspect, very strong. And, you know, and I get to see it in another way. Not only do I have some amazing military advisors here at State Department, but I get to see all the engagements and all the hard work that the military is doing in providing assistance to Ukraine. I would say overall very strong, but also in our relationships with NATO, also very strong.
Yeah, I totally agree. And every person connected with the military that we talk to on this program just kind of bears that out, just as you were talking about. But I think there's also a concern in some quarters that the military is maybe cutting itself too thin in terms of where we are in the world, who we're protecting, the big brother coming to the rescue as always. Is there any concern about that?
You know, I would look at it in this perspective. You know, first of all, you know, I believe the U.S. military is capable of standing up to many demands and performing extremely well. But I also want to highlight the importance of working in multilateral settings and working with our partners and allies, and trying to address, you know, many challenges that we have. Sure. You know, we talk about, you know, of course, what's happening in Russia, but there's, you know, things in the Pacific and engagements there. I mean, so we need to be able to work with our partners in many different aspects, in many different regions, not just in NATO, but in other parts of the world as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to U.S. Undersecretary Bonnie Jenkins here on the National Defense, the State Department hosting the annual NATO Arms Control, Disarmament, and WMD Nonproliferation Conference this week. Ambassador, what do you hope comes out of this conference?
Some direction for some more ideas and thoughts for how we go forward. As I said, you know, this is a time to look at the landscape and really, you know, look at some ways in which we want to address going forward. What are the questions? What we need to ask? What are the challenges? Looking at, as I said earlier, you know, what are the things that we don't know, and where can we go forward? And you know, as we think about the past and how we've addressed issues in the past and challenges and security threats, you know, we need to ask ourselves: do we need to do things the same? Do we need to find new ways of addressing challenges to the international security environment? And one of the things that arms control and nonproliferation provides is some predictability in the international arena. And now we need arms control, but we also need other mechanisms. We need crisis management. We need strategic stability. There may be a place for roles of responsibility when you talk about emerging technologies, which is something that we've been able to do here at State, and leading an effort, you know, on direct accent anti-missile test resolution that we were able to get 155 countries agree to, known as responsible behavior. So we should be looking at all of these different tools that we have to ensure that we can have this predictability in the international arena that seems to, that people feel is shaken right now because of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, because of what's happening, you know, in the PRC, but also, you know, even things that have positive aspects, many positive aspects for, you know, in emerging technologies. But what are the challenges there as well? So this is where we are. And we need to get together and talk about these issues and figure out what's next and how do we deal with this new environment.
Yeah, and with all the agreements in place, obviously, at the end of the day, it comes down to making sure and trusting that everyone keeps their word, right?
Exactly. And certainly that they do that, and that's one of the values we've had with having, you know, recent review conferences. We had the Nuclear Nonproliferation Review Conference, where every country except one, Russia, agreed to go forward with a consensus document. So even though we couldn't have consensus because of Russia, you know, it was a reflection of how much countries do believe in the value of the nuclear nonproliferation regime. We recently had a biological weapons review conference last year as well that, you know, was successful in the fact that countries agreed to continue to talk amongst each other as they prepare for the next review conference in the next 5 years. And then we have a chemical weapons review conference next month. Well, once again, countries, and we're talking, you know, all these treaties have like over 180 countries for the most part, come together and discuss, you know, where we are in each one of those conventions and where we need to go. So there's regular exchanges. We have, you know, activities at the UN First Committee. We have the Conference of Disarmament in Geneva that meets regularly. So there's a lot of activity on the front, in the front of, you know, we were talking about Oscar Sula, non-proliferating disarmament, and this conference this week is really another opportunity to try to figure out where do we go from here on these issues.
Yeah, and Ambassador, you know, in saying that about Russia being the only non-support in some of those agreements, you would think that Russia might get the message at some point that everyone is allied against them and that they might want to turn their heads around a little bit, right?
One would think, yes.
Yeah.
One would think, but apparently that doesn't seem to bother them very much. You know, they, you know, they're, and obviously what they're doing in Ukraine is a clear indication that they're doing their own thing, I guess you can say, and not very much impacted by you know, a number of countries who are against them on many of these issues.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of the conference for sure. Ambassador, First of all, thank you so much for your military service and thank you for taking the time today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and happy to chat with you at any time in the future.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.